Some of the most contentious decisions in any family can be about hairstyles, hair. For the author Carol Lindstrom, her disagreement was a clue to her family history and also what people did to her family. She wrote a children's book called My Powerful Hair and spoke with NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
When Carol Lindstrom was a little girl growing up in Bellevue, Nebraska, she really wanted long hair.
I used to use a blanket I had as a young baby. I'd put it on my hair and pretend I had long hair, you know, swing it around. But
her mother wouldn't let her.
I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. No, every time I got a little bit long, she'd say, "Oh, you have to cut it. It's too wild."
One clue that helped her get it was a black and white photograph that sat on top of the TV set. It was a picture of her grandmother and two great aunts.
And they were wearing, you know, just these white smocks, and their hair was just really chopped short, and they had bangs. It just didn't look right, you know. And I remember asking my mom about that picture, what was grandma doing? And my mom didn't really know much about it other than to say, well, that was when grandma and your great aunts were sent to boarding school, Indian boarding school.
At Indian boarding schools, children were subjected to all kinds of indignities. Lindstrom's grandmother and great aunts attended in the early 1900s. They were forbidden to speak their language and forced to cut their hair. Lindstrom is an enrolled citizen of the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwe. As an adult, she set out to find out more about her culture.
The hair is such a big part of who we are and our identity.
Mom never had long hair. She was told hers was too wild.
Our reader introduced himself in his native language, Ojibwe.
Bujuanin, Tan Disnikash, Mikanakwaju, Dunji, Shkunikin. My name is Talon. I'm from the Turtle Mountain Reservation.
In My Powerful Hair, a little girl relates the events of her life with the length of her hair.
When my baby brother was born, my hair touched my shoulders. The gift of welcoming him into the world is woven into my hair.
10-year-old Talon Jerome says most of the boys at his school have short hair, but he prefers to keep his long.
Our hair is like the source of our strength and power and like memories and stuff like that.
Talon learned about what happened at boarding schools from his mother, Sharona Jerome, a teacher at Turtle Mountain Elementary. She thinks My Powerful Hair will help her students.
Because I really believe it's important for students to know why their hair is long. The other students who are maybe not as involved with their culture, they're learning from us. We are the generation that's teaching them our culture again.
Carol Lindstrom says there was a time when publishers wouldn't even look at her stories about Native culture. And then, in 2014, We Need Diverse Books came about. The campaign pushed for greater diversity in publishing.
And when that happened, the world suddenly went click.
A publisher picked up her book, We Are Water Protectors. It became a bestseller. Lindstrom says she almost never saw Native Americans in books she read as a little girl. Those she did see were depicted as savages. She says My Powerful Hair is her gift to kids who look like her.
I just want children, especially that are Native, to see themselves in a positive way when they pick up a book. I didn't have that. It was all blonde hair, you know, real like light-colored skin. Not who I was when I was younger. I just didn't know where my people were.
Lindstrom says her mother died in 2015 without ever learning the power of her hair. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.